Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert and our special guest, Owen Henry. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about heating, air conditioning, and probably a lot about curling today. But most important, the phone lines are open at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. And those numbers are very important as it is the listeners against Steve and Owen today on guessing the music theme. And this gentleman's song has something that happened this week that was very important.
Very important.
Very important.
Very important.
Huge.
Headlining important?
It was almost as important as the Niagara Falls question.
Almost.
Almost, but just a little less.
All right.
And I should say, in the studio, we have two champions that wins the finals. Two out of three. We'll
That's
get
not good,
to who
Steve.
The third
is. I think I know who the third one is over there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
And but Steve, you're a two-time Consumer's Choice Award winner in the category air conditioning heating contractor.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're up one with Facebook, 815.
And I love heat pumps.
And I want to thank Bruce.
Bruce.
Bruce?
Who's Bruce?
Caught tundra last Saturday. So if you remember last week, go back a week, we had that windstorm that came through.
Right.
So it was a whole bunch of leaves and twigs and branches down in the backyard.
Oh, you got the riding lawnmower out.
No. So I'm raking it up, and I'm thinking, it's been kind of quiet. So I start looking. Where's my dog? And I can't find my dog, and I look, and the gate's closed, and the man door's closed. I'm going, what's going on? But I think the man door blew open in the wind. And I didn't notice it,
and
she got out.
Escaped.
So I jump in the car, drive over two blocks.
Because you know the route she takes.
Yeah. Pull down. I see a guy. I said, I'm looking for a big white dog. Have you seen it? And the guy says, that one right over there? And a guy, Bruce, had caught it and chained her up. So she was just sitting there, and she jumps up on my shoulders, happy to see me. I'm going, you dog. So we now have, what do they call those, air tags?
Yes.
On her so that I can just pull my phone up and
see where she is.
And
there
find
you go.
Her.
What happens if she's, like, in the woods?
Well, then
the
I
air tag will find her.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll just wait until she comes out of the woods.
Okay. All right.
But anyway, so I want to thank Bruce and Team Malema. We got Owen here in the studios to give us an update of how they did. You guys were here, I want to say, August?
Yeah, I think it was during August. Yeah. August or late July, not sure.
Yeah, and
I was not here, right?
No, you weren't.
No, you were supposed to be biking, I think.
Oh, that's right. I was cycling at the MS, right?
Yes.
Yeah, got it.
No, then you were driving.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, I was driving because of the lightning storm. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I was going to say you were sitting.
I was sitting, yes. Yeah. Supposed to be cycling.
So we're going to get an update. It's a good update. The guys had a pretty good year. But, you know, I work hard on the music, okay, Steve? Work hard on that. So we're over at Earthfest today, and I found
Earthfest.
Yeah.
Okay, got that.
And I found a song for it.
You found a song for Earthfest. Is this Zamfir?
Get ready, it's really good.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hole.
You know, like just a little John Denver there, inch
Sorry,
by
I just,
inch,
I'm just
row
gonna
by
get,
row.
I'm just going to get sick of my cup here for a second. I can't.
You got to thank Jamie Weiser for that.
Right.
Because he was in a thrift store.
Right.
Looking at albums.
Yep.
And he took a picture of the inch by inch and sent it to me.
Right.
And then I went on and I said, that's perfect for Earthfest.
Is it?
It's called the Garden Song, you know, so We just fit it right in there. So we're going to be over across the street at City Plaza. Murray, Craig, and Dean are going to be
right
down there from 11 to 4.
They're going to be wearing the I Love Heat Pump shirts.
Yep, yep, bright yellow shirts at the plaza, and it's also at the downtown library. It's all in there. So drop in, say hello to them. Tell
they're
them
supposed
you
to
heard
get a lot of people through there today. So
yeah, I told them to play that song the whole time while they're there.
They'll get asked to leave.
So you might hear what that is and what's going on there.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Pretty good. Any ideas on the music before they even start playing?
Apparently it's about gardens.
No.
Peas?
Well, you know what? That is part of it. garden, it is.
Is that right?
That's one of the words.
Okay.
So there you go. You see?
This is the Boston Gardens. Is that what we're talking about because of the game tonight?
You want to bring up the Leafs and the Bruins?
Well, I mean, if there's someone you have to play to start things off, you might as well get her done. So
are you going to be like the Knights? You know, they play their rivals and beat them in four games?
That would be awesome. Is it possible? Anything's possible. But, I mean, I'm taking Toronto in six.
You're taking Toronto in six?
In six, yeah.
I'll take Boston in six.
In six. Yeah. Okay.
All right. I think we're going to see a game seven. And I'm not sure what's going to happen.
I'm hoping not, because it'll be in Boston. So I'll take Toronto in six. Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
I mean.
Now, what about the Knights? We don't know who they're playing, but what's their? I'm going to take them in four.
You can take the Knights in four all day long, yeah. But apparently, Cowan's being called up, so I don't know how they're going to do.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so. The Hunters would say no. Sorry.
I'm afraid that happened. You missed the news?
No, I missed. The only way he's going to get called up is if he gets suspended or something, and then they'll say, okay, we'll bring you. Now he's going to walk away carrying the memorial.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah. Well, it was funny, his draft day. I'll never forget watching that and seeing all the camera guys panic. Like, okay, he's not on the left side of the arena. He's on the right side because he wasn't supposed to go in the first round. And the camera's trying to find him, and they're going all over the place. It was pretty funny.
And he became a Maple Leaf.
Yes, he did.
Wow. So. Check that out, huh? Didn't want to get burned by the Flames, so he's playing for the Leafs.
On that note, you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back. Anthony works in the grocery store. Can you name the singer?
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel, see, you got that? That's why it's not Guess the Singer, because I knew that's too easy. So the phone numbers for the listeners, 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. Something special this week happened to Billy Joel. Guess that, you win a tune-up on either your furnace or air conditioner.
Something special happened to Billy.
Yeah. Remember the clue that he gave you at the beginning.
The garden?
Yeah. Just remember that.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I'm trying to think about it, but yeah.
Row by row.
No, I don't start singing to me. Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to, while you're thinking.
Well, I turned to Google.
Yeah. I can see the smoke. No, no Google. No Google. There's smoke coming out, but no Google. So Owen, you guys had a pretty successful year.
Yeah, it was a great season with the guys, Kibo, Kyle, Matt, Nathan, and I. We had a good season. We brought on a couple of fifth players on our two biggest events, the Ontario Tankard and the Junior Nationals. Those were the highlights of the season. We played well in the Tankard qualifier to get in, and it was kind of a building event for the end goal of winning Junior Nationals. And although we came up just short of that, we won junior provincials, played well at the Tankard all season. It was just kind of a lot of building blocks, a lot of good experiences. We traveled to Brandon for the Sun Life Junior Challenge there, just a tour event, try and see a couple new teams that we potentially would play at Nationals. And then sure enough, we lost in the semifinal to the junior national bronze medalist, Jace Freeman team. We went out there. played a bunch of events in Ontario. Ontario Tankard was awesome in Dorchester.
Kind of a hometown feel.
Yeah, it, a bit of a hometown feel, and the arena ice and the blue carpet. That's what we play for, and we love it. Then getting to go to junior provincials, they did a great job in Dundas with the spectators on the ice. So you had the energy in the stadium. It was funny. We had one of the other teams, a couple of their brothers came, and they were hockey guys, like not curling. They maybe watched the sport once, and he had brought a couple of his buddies. And so their energy fed off the other energy. And in the playoffs, it was just a great atmosphere out there. We had so much fun. Ended up playing well enough and came home as Ontario champions. So get another Ontario banner, another Ontario heart for my trophy case, which was super special. Then head off to junior nationals. Although it wasn't the start we wanted, starting 1-4, we crawled back with 3 big wins to finish off the event. And yeah, it was a great experience. Thanks to Ben Pierce, who came with us to the Ontario Tankard as our fifth. And then Noah Garner, who we played against at Ontario Provincials, unfortunately lost the qualifier 2 game. So we asked him to come as our fifth for the Nationals. Great week with both those guys. They added so much to the team and just brought a new layer of excellence to the team and kind of helped push us in the biggest moments. So.
And it's pretty special winning the Ontarios.
Yeah, you know, it's always special seeing your name on one of those black banners. We joked with Matt from Northern Ontario. He has all of his green banners up there, and we said, this one black banner tops your four green ones up there. Yeah. So, it's a special feeling seeing your name on there. So it's always cool when you get back to that.
Yeah, I know how that feels. What about you, Steve?
I have one.
I'm surprised.
This year, though?
No, I don't have one this year. But I do have my name on a carpet. Yes,
you do. Yeah, I don't have a name on a carpet. Okay. But I did win the D flight.
You
this
did.
Year.
Yes, you did.
So, was you know after losing 4 straight, win the last 2, walk out with the trophy.
Right. Yeah.
The Dave Gilbert Trophy.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you.
So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Hmm. So then. As we're seeing in the curling world.
Lots of changes.
Everybody, all of a sudden, the season ends, and then everybody starts going different ways. So, where are you heading to next year?
That's the thing. It's really awkward, especially juniors to men's. The men's season ends after Tankard, and Tankard happened in the end of January. And then the junior season goes till the end of March. So sometimes people want to have conversations with you if you're moving into the men's world. And if you don't have the conversations, you're kind of left out in the cold. But you also still want to play your junior season and focus on that. And so it's hard because there's no general managers in curling, as we see. And you see all the top players talking about it. It's the 4 players and sometimes the coach, but usually it's the 4 players and they choose the coach after. But it's the players that are making these decisions, leaving their friends, saying yes to other friends and making choices that are hard on people, right? Because they're the ones making them. So so that's always a hard part of time of the year, and you never know what everybody else is thinking because they just want what's best for themselves. So I'm happy that now I'm going back to play with my best friend Jaden from last year. Jaden aged out of juniors. Played with the Guelph Griffins varsity team on the men's tour, had a really successful season, moved up to 19th in Canada, CTRS ranking, 40th in the world. And so Gavin, their second from this year, has stepped away and I've kind of just slotted right into the second position. So starting the year 19th in Canada with all the points we got and, nice. We got a packed season ahead. I was telling Steve about it. It's going to be exciting.
Very busy.
Well, I was looking for a second. My second's moving to Timmins.
Oh, no.
So a little far to travel down for Tuesday night. So, but I guess, you know, hey, I'm not 40th in the world, so 41st.
I'm not even going to make a comment, actually.
No. Yeah, I've been out recruiting. I've been working, Steve.
How's that coming for you? How's that recruitment going?
They did say I'll get back to you.
You got a short list?
Yeah. Well, I asked one.
Okay.
One guy.
One guy. Okay. But he'll get back to you.
They had a baby, so he's not. He's got to go home and talk of whether he can be out on Tuesday.
Oh, so a young player. You're looking for a young player.
I need,
well, you need somebody to sweep his rock.
That's right. Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I just let it go and yell.
Yes, let it go and yell. Kind of like Gord Tilford did.
Yep.
Let it go and yell.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel like that.
Gord didn't have to yell. He just let it go. You just start sweeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Zickman.
No, no, Zicky was not like, Zicky would yell at you, so.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. That's where I learned it all from, was from him.
Yeah, those are the days.
So, school's still going on, so you're still a Brock Badger?
Yeah, still a Brock Badger. I got one exam left on Monday morning.
Wow.
Online exam, so I'm home and then off on vacation for a couple of weeks, which will be fun. But yeah, still at Brock, hoping that all goes well on the exam and I get through my second year with no blemishes on the transcript. It's great, and I'm still playing on the varsity team at Brock. This year we had a really successful OUAs to top off last year's bronze medal finish. We won the silver medal this year. Probably one of my favorite moments this season was that semifinal, and we got lucky. We were able to play Jaden. In the moment, I thought, oh no, we need to win one of these two games because this year three teams from Ontario got to go to U Sports. I'm like, oh, we got to win one of the semifinal and the final or the bronze medal game to get into U Sports, and that was the goal all season for the varsity team. And we played well, and that was probably my best game all year. Jaden be sitting three. Well, instead of hitting, we got a freeze now, guys. So. Just make a freeze, make a freeze, make a double, make a run back. And then at the end of the day, I had a draw to the 12-foot, and it was an outturn draw that I'd been throwing all week. And it was weird. At the start of the end, I believe we were up one with the hammer. I said to the guys, just leave me an outturn draw. And I'm a second. So drawing is usually not the choice. So it was weird feeling. No, guys, just leave me an outturn draw. That's all I want. And the guys made a couple peels, and that's exactly what I had. I had a draw to the full 12 on the outturn side. And I remember it was coming down the ice, and I kind of, the world went black there for a minute. And I just told them, just clean it, guys, just clean it. The amount of times that Victor said, oh my God, I was tired of you saying clean it. Like, it was fine. So that was fun. Got to go to U Sports with the guys. And although we didn't play super well at U Sports, it was a cool experience. We had a stream game against Dalhousie. I made a couple pistols in the first three ends, and we were winning. And then we just don't watch the rest of the game after that. But
I hit a race on
I've watched those first three ends quite a few times. Yeah. And there's a good celly on there. But it was a really cool experience to go out to Fredericton and enjoy the time with the guys and build for next year.
Yeah.
And working, are you going to work up at Sunningdale this year?
Yeah, I'm back in the pro shop at Sunningdale. Just going back there, it's going to be awesome. Get to play lots of golf.
Say hello to Parky Pick or Josh Parkinson.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah. See Josh all the time.
Yeah, he sells us all his vehicles that's where we get all our vehicles.
Yeah, we sure do. Yes. So.
Lots. And he mentions your name has come up a couple times in conversation.
Yeah, Josh is a great guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, any questions, Mr. Gore? Any tips you want to get from,
tips that I want to get from Owen?
Yeah. To help you next year so that you don't lose three finals?
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty solid, thanks.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Not maybe an outturn draw. Sounds like he could give you some information on it.
Actually, I've been throwing my outturns better than I ever have right now. So,
how's your run backs?
I didn't have to throw very many.
Okay. Yeah. That's because he wasn't confident in you making them. So he wouldn't call it. So.
Wow. Okay. All right. All good.
Terry, just give me a call. I can help you out there.
Okay.
I do a lot of run backs.
Well, you use a stick.
And we should say how much time we got. No, we don't have enough time.
That's a shame.
So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back.
I got a question for Juan.
Show it.
should it?
So I asked Peter because he said that word was important. So, but the word I want to know, is it garden single or gardens plural? No,
but
that's the question.
I said we only give
because they mean
once.
Two different things, and I want to know garden single or gardens plural.
We'll make it better. Ask me a question that I just say yes or no. The same question, but I just say yes or no.
Is the word garden?
No.
Thank you. So it's
no. I'm kidding.
So
yes,
it's gardens.
It is.
So that makes a difference.
Makes good. So your answer is.
Well, it's got to be, did he do, I mean, I don't, because I don't follow news very, did he have a performance at a garden, so Boston Gardens or Madison Square or something?
I don't know, you got to tell me. Oh. Like, you want me to tell you the whole thing, and I can't do that. Juan's even led you down the garden path.
Juan's saying yes, just pick which one? Okay.
No, it's got to be the whole thing, not just.
I'll just say you're in the right path.
You're in the right path.
Like you're there. Just
well, you already said
come
no.
On, listeners.
You already said no to Boston, so it's got to be Madison Square.
Come on, listeners. 519-643.
So Billy Joel had a concert this week at Madison Square Gardens.
1-866-354-8255.
That's a yes. But there's more.
But
to
it's
it.
A little bit more to
there's
it.
There's more to it.
Yeah, just a little bit more.
There's more to it.
Okay. Well.
Oh.
They'll get there eventually.
We will move on to our questions while you're thinking and the listeners are going to call in and steal
well, now
this
they
one
are.
From you.
Now they're going to steal it from me.
So I had an advisor next week from your company coming out to quote me on a new air conditioner as ours was put in when our home was built 16 years ago and is not cooling. My question is, it's on a wall mounting bracket now. My neighbor last year had his replaced, and it's now on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Which is better, and what is preferred?
Which is better? Well, I mean, if it's an air conditioner, we prefer air conditioners to be on the ground. Those wall brackets will vibrate sometimes through the wall, and stop looking at the phone. Well, the last, you know, so we actually prefer an air conditioner to be on the ground. We put a proper base down. We take the sod away. We put pea stone down and then a stone, and then we mount the air conditioner on it. So that's our preference. And then you won't have any issues with the wall bracket later on. Now, if you have a heat pump, I mean, and you have wall brackets, we can put a heat pump back on the wall brackets. It keeps it off the ground where it needs to be, or we would just put a base down and put it on a stand. But
the reason we don't like it on brackets is you know, not when they're brand new, but down the road when the motor starts getting a vibration or the compressor rubber mounts start, mm-hmm. that will now transfer to the foundation and transfer into mm-hmm. your home, where when they're on the ground, that transfers into the ground and you don't hear it. So it becomes... Now, if you're in a condo corp, they like them up out of the way
you
so
don't
they
have a
can
choice.
Cut the
That's
grass.
Right.
And, do it, all
and if you've got a, some places have a pretty steep slope coming down the ground as well, and we have to put those on the wall because we can't cut them into the ground and landscape it that way. So, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So question number two, again.
You kill looking at the phone?
If
anybody
you know
calling?
That what the theme of the songs are this week.
Boy, you really
Steve
want someone to win this, right, other than me.
Madison Square Gardens, is that right, Steve?
That's what I said, Madison Square Gardens.
But there's a little bit more, 519
so I'm on the right.
643-2222.
Okay, Madison Square.
Next question says, will a new heat pump go beside my existing air conditioner? How do they work together?
Okay. Great question. We get asked that a lot. A heat pump really isn't named correctly for consumers. It should be called a heat cool pump. So it actually replaces your air conditioner. It doesn't go beside it. So we put an air-to-air heat pump in your home. We will be taking your air conditioner away and putting and replacing it with a heat pump and the refrigeration line and the evaporator coil. So all that gets done when you upgrade to a heat pump.
So we remove your air conditioner.
Are you not listening? Do you not listen
I'm
to what
I'm
I say?
I'm watching the phone line.
So you don't listen to what I say?
Not really.
You don't need to repeat exactly what I said, okay? Yeah.
remove the air conditioner, put in the heat pump.
Oh my goodness.
You know what? I'm going to jump to number 6 question because I want to make sure this one gets in.
Just so you're giving people more time to call.
And
that's fine.
It was an exact call that came in from a listener.
Exact.
I would like to congratulate.
Oh my goodness.
Peter Inch on his D-Flight Championship and winning when Niagara Falls ran dry. 1848 was when it ran dry. That was an actual call to the shop. So,
just and who called?
I didn't get her name. But I took the call. I was there.
Oh, and do you notice, see, his left arm is significantly longer than his right arm? Do you know why that is? Because just to pat himself on the back on a regular basis. Yeah. He could reach all the way around to the middle of his back and pat himself on the back.
Self-confidence is key.
I do that.
That's why he wins the D-Flight Championship in the big games.
That's
his self-confidence.
Yes. Yeah. He misses the important games that he chirps about.
Oh, yeah.
Fading illness.
Sick.
But when it comes down to...
Hey, it's going through... Vanessa was sick 2 days this week. Oh. It's going through the office. So that's why we don't have a Vanessa reminder of the day because...
I thought she would have written one.
No, it's Vanessa's, not Peter's.
Oh.
It's Vanessa.
I see. Okay.
Okay, you all right now?
I'm fine, yeah.
Still haven't figured it out yet?
Well, I'm at Madison Square Garden, so Billy Joel performed at Madison Square Gardens this past week.
Close? You're very close. Very
You
close.
Are right about that, Steve. Yeah. He did do that.
Okay, so it's got to be a fairly significant event.
Yes. Okay, you ready for another question?
I'm thinking.
I can tell there's smoke in the studio here.
Wow. What would be significant?
Do, do, do.
Okay, you can ask
a
question.
You want me to sing that John Denver song again? Inch by inch.
No.
No, you don't want that?
No,
okay.
I do not.
This one's a short one, so it won't take up too much of your brain. Is it too early to get the air conditioner tuned up?
Never. I mean, the weather's gorgeous, so, I mean, you should be calling us, and if you haven't got it scheduled, you need to get that scheduled because we're booking up quickly with those tune-ups on Central Air, so please, your cover, you should be taking your cover off. It should be off already, and you also need to call us and get that tuned up.
I like air conditioning. Juan and I are, like, just... Brothers in cooling.
Yes.
So, the other day, I turn on my air conditioner, and, you know, I just feel that coming out. This is great. And then I shut it off, except the air conditioner didn't shut off. So I'm thinking, sounds like the air conditioner's still running when I'm going to bed. So I open the window. Oh, yeah, it is still running. Well, what's going on? It says off on the thermostat. Why is it running? So I go down and flip the breaker off to turn it off and book a service call with Peter Inch and Associates to come out and take a look at it. And we had installed a new Ecobee in the winter.
Okay.
Got rid of my Nest because you told me Ecobee was better.
It is better.
So I installed it. But I have a lot going on. I've got an HRV that's tied in. I got a UV light. I got a humidifier all tied into the thermostat. Well, it was robbing power through the humidifier to the cooling.
I see.
So we had to run a new wire from the HRV and wire that in differently so that it didn't rob the power to the
air. And now it's working great.
Now it's working great. I got my air conditioner on. It's really comfortable. Nice 21 degrees in the house.
Okay.
The dog has stopped shedding. It is perfect.
Got it. Okay.
Well, that has scared me a little bit because now I have to install mine that you just give me. So
yeah.
Do you have all these accessories, Juan?
Sure. No, I don't.
Yeah, as long as you don't accessorize, you're probably okay. Yep. Yeah, and if you do,
let's pray. If you're gonna
have to call us and we'll send a tech out.
We'll send a tech out. We'll send Steve out.
So. I just feel this is gonna be a story for next Saturday. And by the way, we have a caller now.
There we go. There we go.
If we wait long enough.
Yeah. Inch by inch.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Inch by inch. Yeah. Right.
Perfect song, John Denver.
Is it
the Garden Song?
John Denver sang that song.
That's exactly right.
Oh. Interesting.
So that was, you know, now it says, why should I tune up my air conditioner to make sure it works? Why is that important?
Well, I mean, because we all know it's called Murphy's Law. Did they call through, Peter? Are they waiting?
No, I didn't bring my glasses, so I have to move my head to get that.
Oh, they got a caller.
It's a question.
Okay. It's a question. All right. Too bad.
Well, what we'll do then, we'll just take a quick break, and then when we come back,
why don't we just do the question?
Well, because, Steve, we're going to run out of time.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
I don't want right. to cut Norm off.
Yeah, important on your time.
Yeah. So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates, and we'll be right back. Now, I'd ask you, but we got to go to the phone lines. So we have Norma, go ahead with your question.
Okay, first of all, I've got an answer to your question.
Okay, go right ahead.
It was Billy Joel's 100th concert.
It was? Congratulations.
Where though, Norma, where?
Madison Square Gardens in New York.
All right.
So after we answer your question, Juan, we'll get your information.
So
we'll give
close.
You a call Monday.
So close.
And you've won a tune-up.
Okay. Well, I've already scheduled my tune-up with you guys. So you guys are the best.
Thanks.
Anyhow, my question is, every fall, we got the Central Vac put in our house in about 2014 or something like that. Not the central vac, the central air, sorry.
Okay.
And it was mounted on, it was put on the ground because before that it was on a bracket and everything's fine. And I got the cover with it. And about two winters ago, it turns out the mice chewed through some of the wiring at the bottom.
Okay.
So then I was told, really don't put the cover on in the winter because the mice find that too warm, and that's why there's obviously mouse nests in there, and they chew through the wires. So my question is, should I put the cover on or not?
So, Norma, I'll help you with this one. You still need to put the cover on, but you need to turn the breaker to the air conditioner off for the wintertime. And the reason for that,
You do.
Because there's a capacitor in there that probably stays warm and they probably like that. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but we did that.
You did that.
Yeah, I would still put the cover on. I'm not, you can put one mothball in there.
I did that too.
Yeah. But I don't believe the cover was the reason the mice went in there.
Neither do I. But
Where they get in, where the wires are, with a cover or not a cover, it's all protected.
Yeah.
So they would come into that no matter what. But.
Yeah. Well, they chewed through that whole plastic protective casing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were really hungry, I guess.
They must have been.
But what I did, so what I've done since then, because I still like to put the cover on, but I've rolled it up sort of so that the bottom, let's say 12 inches or so, doesn't have the cover on. I've rolled it up and duct taped it to the rest of the cover.
That's okay. I mean, you're keeping the stuff out of the top fan portion, which is the most important part. So
Okay. Okay.
And congratulations on taking that win from me, Norma.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. So, there you go. And the other caller, which was Dev, he must have had the answer too. Owen had looked it up. It even was on TV as a replay last night. And when I saw it, I went, oh, no.
Do you think I watched it?
No. You should watch it. And because, just to give you a little tips on this, you know, Billy Joel's on a revolving stage.
Oh.
So he'd play a song and then the stage would move. So now he's facing another part of the audience, a song.
That's pretty spectacular.
And it would just keep moving. Around.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Everywhere was a front row seat.
Yeah.
Wow. There's that.
And like, I want to say Sting. I think it was Sting that was there playing with them. So he had special guests come out and play. It's, I tell you, Steve, 100th show at Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
His favorite place to play.
Apparently.
You know, Piano Man at a bar in New York.
Yeah.
You know.
I know the song. Yeah. I grew up with it, actually.
We're ending the show.
Are we? Okay. You're going to sing it for us on the way out.
No,
right?
I'm going to sing on the way in the elevator. I'm going to sing the Garden song.
No. Yeah. Well, then I'm walking. I'm taking the stairs.
Yeah. So we got another question, which we had a lot of calls on water heaters this week. And it says, my wife and I are empty nesters. And our insurance company is saying we have to replace our 14-year-old water heater or pay a $2,000 deductible.
Right.
We have a 50-gallon. Could we downsize to something smaller, or are there other options?
Great question. I mean, insurance companies, what happens, tanks aren't lasting very long. So at 14 years, the insurance company is pretty sure that that tank's going to rupture and empty into the basement, in which case they've got an expensive basement reno and a high payout that they're going to have to do. So all insurance companies now are, they're really flexing their muscle on that, and we're seeing as young as 10 years of age, they want them removed. Now, if you're on a rental, I mean, the rental companies are going to buck that all day. They're going to not want that tank out in 10 years. They want it there for at least 20. But then again, the rental company is not responsible if that tank bursts and empties into your basement. So that's the issue. So can you downsize if it's just the two of you? We really size things for how many bedrooms are in the house when it comes to a tank, as well as if you've got a soaker tub in there.
Keep going, Steve.
If it's just the two of you, I'd probably strongly suggest you give a tankless a serious look at, because that just mounts on the wall. You only heat water that you use. They're great products. I have one. You have one. I mean, we are only heating the water that we use. So.
And you might ask the insurance company if there is a...
There isn't. We've already checked into that. I had a customer call and ask and say, well, if I put a tankless in, is that going to reduce my insurance? And they said, no. But it's a good thought. But sorry to cut you short there, but you cut me short all the time.
It's kind of like the government. You know, when something makes common sense, we don't do it. So.
Wow, now we're going to have a political conversation.
No.
Wow, okay. No. Phone lines are open. You can call Peter Inch on this one anytime, and I'll just be quiet. Yeah.
Maybe we'll go back to Curry.
Are you running for mayor?
No, I am not running for mayor.
Accepting nominations for the mayor of London, Mr. Peter Inch. Yes.
So are you going to still curl at Brock? Are you still at Brock next year?
Yep, still at Brock next year. Still going to skip the varsity team most likely. Super excited for that. Goal of winning OUAs this year. Bronze in my first year. Silver in the second. Yep. It only leaves the gold left. So.
Yeah, I know how that feels, winning that.
Yeah. So that's the goal next year. Super excited for that. Super excited for the men's team. But before we move to that, Peter, for the Peter Inch and Associates have been such great partners with my team over the years. And so great supporters of my curling journey. So I have got a little card for you here. The printing didn't come out right, so it doesn't have the blue border that we were looking for. But I have a Team Ontario Owen Henry jersey with the Peter Inch and Associates logo on the side from our Nationals this year.
Wow.
That I'd like to give to you guys, and you can hang it up in the office.
Thank you. Well, you know what? I think I'll wear that when I curl.
Well,
Owen and I are about the same size, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, yes.
Let me just hold it up. I think it will fit me.
Yeah, your tummy's going to be hanging out. Sorry.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you
very much.
I think Owen's in better shape than you are.
Well, yeah, that's for sure. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. That's nice.
That's very nice.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you, Owen.
No problem.
Yeah, but I might wear that first night out.
And of course, because you're still curling, I take it that there's been, you said you're sending me an email on a
sponsorship. If you would like another Ontario jersey, who knows? The goal is the goal is to make it to the Brier next year.
I see.
So
okay.
They might look a little different.
Well, maybe we could have a world jersey then. Make it to the Brier.
You never know.
But we'd want one along the way, right?
Yes.
At each milestone.
Yeah, each milestone, you can have one. Yeah. Okay. For sure.
All right. I'll have to. I'll look at that sponsor package, Owen.
For sure. Do you want to frame this, or do you want me to?
No, you go right ahead.
Because I may cut the.
Oh my lord! Right, you're going to cut it out of the patch. Honestly.
Yeah. Well, you did when I did.
He desecrates jerseys. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they have that crest someplace, so you can put it someplace else.
I think
else.
I can grab that off the Curling sure Canada you can too. Website.
Yeah.
I know a guy. Mm-hmm. I know a guy that might be able to get
that. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, right? Yeah. Okay. Don't desecrate the jersey.
No, just Mark Kennedy's. That's the only one I need.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Speaking of Mark Kennedy, what do you think of that, Peter? The new Team Jacobs.
Yeah, I think they got a good chance.
Yeah, I agree.
So. I like the move. I think I can actually root for that team now. So
I was, they called me, and I'm going to be out for a month in the U.S. in November, so I couldn't commit to the team. So.
Oh,
too busy of a schedule.
That's right. What did they want you as a sponsor?
No. Well, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Thank you very much for the jersey and the card. And
That's awesome.
It's nice to support. But it's nice to also see how successful you guys have been and were. And when Steve and I were out in Dorchester to watch you play.
No, it's awesome to wear the Peter Inch and Associate colors this year and always having the logo. It's the support goes, we notice it all the time. Yeah. And without your support, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. So we really appreciate it and hope you can come along for the journey for a few more years.
Well, thanks. And, you ever want to play on a D champion team in St. Thomas, give me a call.
For sure.
When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. Remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week.
Saturday, a regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man.